Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, 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 Rakshama.
Yeah. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Prabhupada ki. So nice to see you again. So, we are very extremely fortunate to come together here. Lord Krishna is very merciful, extremely. Otherwise, you would not allow us to come together like this. The thing is, we are in search of some guide always. And from guide, the word guidance comes. Guiding necessary. And that's why, every entity, young or old, they are in need of guidance. Supreme Guide is the Lord Himself. What is it? Vasudeva, Sutam Deva, Kanchati Anuvara Majanam, Devaki Brahmananda, Krishnamandeya Jagadu, Krishnamandeya Jagadu. We are living situated in our hearts as a Chaitya Guru. But our lives, day by day, are victimized by the cunning of the forces. And that's why we cannot hear His voice. From today, we are promising in front of the Agni and Lord Himself and Krishna Prabhupada that we will hear their voice. Always, vibration is always there. As soon as you perform certain activity, either He favors you or discourages you. These two feelings are there already. Atah Krishna Namadi Nabhoya Virayam Indriyehi. We cannot catch Him by Indriyas, by our senses. We have our perverted central senses here. Atah Krishna Namadi Nabhoya Indriyehi. Grahyam Indriyehi is impossible. Now, Seven Mukhehi Jivadav. Seven Mukhehi. Seva is the name. And that we are constantly in position, being part and parcel of Krishna. We are always serving. The Aush always has to serve Aushi. So every new entity, in fact, is serving. Either you are serving your own sin, or your kinsmen, or families, or society at large, or your country, the whole planet. But we have come to the possession of bringing the consciousness, supreme consciousness, which is equally distributed all of the material manifestation as well as the spiritual manifestation and beyond. That supreme consciousness we were not conscious of. That was our greatest defect. We have our soul, the presence of the soul in the body. We cannot really see Him. But the symptom of soul is there, and there is consciousness all over the body. And we have the experience, and if we don't see it anything, then we feel that somebody is touching us from the back or whatever. Every hair follicle has a consciousness in it. And we have 7 crores. 7 crores of follicles we have. How many? The hair on the body, you know. 7. And each hair follicle, we have a consciousness. You put the finger and you touch the hair and you know. The hair of the head is also conscious. To that extent, the consciousness is flowing in our body. And it's a limited consciousness. I can only feel my body. I can never feel other bodies. But today, we have come to the conclusion, it's not only my consciousness, but everywhere it is a consciousness. Every body has a consciousness. Moving or non-moving, all objects have a consciousness. And that's why we don't miss anything. Fortunately, unfortunately, we are on this planet. So minimal existence we desire. Ishavasvamidam sarvam, yatkinchavitayam jagat. This world, everything belongs to Krishna. Appearance is then Vijita. You have reserved some research quota for you, so please take minimum. We don't touch otherwise. There is the understanding of our own culture. From the beginning, in India, the simplicity were our monopoly. But because of the contact of the West, we are complicating our lives. And because of those complications, our consciousness is completely covered and polluted. In that polluted consciousness, we try to exploit the resources, material resources. And this effort is, we think that we are enjoying. But we are ourselves getting entangled into the complexities of these exploitation. For example, we didn't want to walk, so the cars. And you can go into the garage and try to stand there for 1 second. In Indian garages, and see the garage persons. There was one devotee in London, his name was Swarup Siddhi. He should be around somewhere, but he was from Switzerland. So he was working in Bhaktivedanta and Nandir in the garage. So he used to come for Mangalati. We always asked him, how are you doing? He said, I am not in this loka. I am below the path of loka. This is the condition. We have created something, but we are completely entangled into the complexities of it. And so many things are there. So we are exploiting it. The metal example is the best example. There are different metals. And formerly, when we were children, the pots which we were using, they were either brass or copper, nothing else. And they had a resale value. So whatever they bought, they tested whether it has a resale value or not. So they had nice ornaments, you know, golden ornaments. Rings were there, you know, necklaces were there. They had resale value. I have seen 12 rupees gram gold. 12 rupees. Nobody was buying. And then it went to 15 rupees. And my grandfather was very upset. He said, so much high. You are fool, he said. I don't know why he's calling me fool. You don't understand anything, is it? Really, I didn't understand. And I didn't know the reason why he's so upset with me. But he was so surprised. Now the prices don't go up. And now the same ground, he won 1,20,000. If he comes now, you take a dip into the ocean. This is a very complex situation. And we call it advancement. Today, we are conscious of this. Advancement is not advancement. Please. It's a degradation. Foolishness. Unlimited. Everything has a limit. But our foolishness has no limit. So we are promising here in front of me that I will stop to be mad like this. Brahman. We are mad after sense gratification, which is not there at all. By our material senses, so they are perverted. So our heart with God, we can never enjoy. Never. And even when we are blindly taking a dip into it like a moth, you know, in the flame, it dries down, it burns, again comes out, again, till it dies, it goes. This is our condition. Today, our eyes are open. The sweet moth tendency should completely stop. And how we can stop? Completely being very simple to the basic needs. Very simple. This is the first requirement, simplicity. And our work, at least, if not, we can help others, but our work must be done by us. This is the greatest test from today. Those who are getting initiated and those who are not initiated, they are all getting initiated in these two principles. One, promise us that it will be completely simple to the basic needs. Don't complicate henceforth. Enough of complication we have, which we cannot get rid of. From our side, we should increase the thing. The first promise I want. And the second thing is I will try to do my own work, at least, if not everybody's work. We should not depend upon anybody. Our foolishness is that for our survival, we try to exploit others. We try to harm others like anything, daily. I want to waste my time, so I cannot waste my time unless I waste your time. I have to have somebody. So I will come to you. And you say, hey, what are you doing? He said, I'm really worried. I had about it. This is it. We have to stop from today. No wasting your time. And don't waste others. You can waste your own. Whatever you want to do there. You do whatever you like. But don't go and waste others' time. Please, please. Leave the living entities alone. No exploitation of the other living entities. This is the second very important thing. And if you don't want to exploit, then you have to wash your clothes yourself. You have to cook yourself, you have to clean yourself, and that will give you a very healthy life. You don't require to go to Trivandrum for that. You can do it here. Please, these two things are very important in spiritual life. The needs we have to curtail to the minimum and depend upon our own self. Definitely will be very economical. We will depend upon our own things. And as soon as these two things are there, then this is a springboard from which you can fly on to the other stage of spiritual progress. Then please, because you are very simple, because you depend upon your own self, So plenty of time. And that time has got to be utilized for the inquisitiveness. Seriously inquisitive person can realize the supremacy of truth very easily. And fortunately, you have so much paraphernalia, spiritual paraphernalia. So you have less, so much literature. You have written your thoughts. There are so many thousands of letters are there. So many discussions are there. Grandfather like Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, so many Upanishads, so many books are translated. We are really lucky to have such a vast spiritual paraphernalia. Why are we roaming over here and there? There is no need of it. This is the day we should promise ourselves to daily dip into the spiritual literature. There is nothing to be read in the ordinary literature. You see, many times you see the newspaper, so thick, man. So much printing is there. And if I turn the pages, there is nothing to be read. I don't know why they print so. And so many trees are cut. Forests and forests are clear. This we stop. Then again, there is one argument our mind will present before us. That by me stopping reading the newspaper, how much difference does it make? Everybody is reading. So by that the forest will not stop to be cut. But don't think like that. For God is all alone and do not. You would have also thought like this. Then I am alone. If I am simple, what is going there? If I write Bhagavatam, what difference does it make? There are so many Bhagavatams. No, but he tried very sincerely. And see now today, millions of devotees are there. How much is it is spreading? Without his mercy, we would not have seen each other at all. And in creation we may have seen here. But even nothing, no purpose was achieved. These things have got to be ingrained in our lifestyle. We are completely mislaid to organize our lifestyle. It's a great misguiding force. Misdirected civilization. And godless. You have come down like this and add God to that consciousness. It should be God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Please. This is the day we are promising ourselves. Nobody can guard you. Nobody can check your life. You are the only one who has to check. Don't be in a cuckoo's land, but we are going to appoint some supervisors to look whether we are following or not. If you follow, you will be happy. If you don't follow, miserable condition is there. Definitely. There is no other reason for our misery than these two things. We are not simple at all. That's why we are suffering like anything. To buy a refrigerator is to buy the sickness. And even then we don't dare to have a house without a refrigerator. Then kitchen means and flat. We were also renting the house. We were also staying there. 10 rupees was the rent. So we pay 10 rupees and go with our baggage or whatever here. I will cook and we'll eat, take rest. There is nothing to be bought before we went. Once we are there, then we will see what is required to the minimum. Nothing. Coal was available, wood was available. Some stove, crude stoves were there. Male wife complained that wood is not good, coal is not good. And with all the gas and utensils and everything, wife is also sick. So there must be something wrong with us. The style is wrong. Please take out these three from your life as soon as possible. And this is only about 70, 80 years I'm talking. Before, Prabhupada wanted us to go back to 200 years. And these talks, they are not meant to be here, just hearing by one ear and taking out by the other ear. If you don't follow this, the chronic diseases are waiting for you. There were no diseases. In our young age, nobody was sick. Everybody was hale and hearty. Some very rich person will say for a fashion that I have heart problems. And we thought they're rich person. They are suffering. Now every town they can add his heart problem. What's the next? The knife? Is it the advancement that we are all of us suffering from heart? Just think about these things. Once one rich person in our village had a toothache. So whole village knew that wicked church is suffering from toothache. So whole town was disturbed. The rich person had a toothache. So we were children, we didn't know anything. So toothache. So now we were waiting, what is he doing? Because he's very rich. So he decided to go to Bombay. So he said, he said, no, there is a special doctor for feet, and he is known as dentist. God. We are learning English, you know. So D-E-N-T-I-S-T, dentist wedding. So we repeat it so many times, D-E-N-T-I-S-T, D-E-N-T-I-S-T, dentist. And we are very happy that he is speaking English now. Oh, God. Then he went to Bombay. So he thought that because he has money, he could go to Bombay and have nice treatment for the teeth. So all of us, we didn't understand anything. So we decided to go to the temple. So he went in front of Krishna and joined the hands. As a Krishna, give us plenty of money, so we may have the toothache. So we'll be able to go to Bombay. Anyway, and the children were very eagerly waiting for him to come back. And we wanted to see his teeth in my repair. But we thought that the special doctor is there. So definitely something good must be there. After a month or so, he came back. And nobody will allow us to go to see him. So we found a way for that. We went to his mother. We went. And he cried, he said, we are very much worried. He said, boy, don't cry. He's taking rest at the moment. As soon as he gets up, I'll take it. We waited. Our purpose of crying was worried. And then we waited there. He got up. And we went to see him. God. We were surprised to see his face. There was not a single tooth in the mouth. Sorry, dear pilot. So what happened? We were really pained. After we went to specialist doctor, all did. Is it the treatment? We asked some other, he said something we didn't understand. Anyway, we all went to the temple. Krishna. We don't have money. Our teeth must be there. Man. This is a madness, really. And this we call advancement. And this is use of word money. This is not to have it. I mean to say, minimal requirements, everybody requires. And we are very lucky to have the minimum requirements. Please try to reduce these things from today, and that will really make us very happy. And instead of wasting your time, value with human existence. In false pursuit, please come to the right direction. We change our direction. That is what Prabhupada wanted. He said this realization is misdirected. So we are correcting our direction from today. And correcting directions means all the excessive sense gratification we are stopping, including eating. Everything will be within limit. We are allowed. We are the bodies, to some extent we require the senses to be used. But we need. So that's what she said, we told in Bhagavad Gita, no? That how you obtain the mercy of Krishna. Raga dvesha vimukta istu vishayan indriyesh charan. So he said, Raga dvesha vimukta istu vishayan indriyesh charan. Atma shair vidhayatma prasadam adhigachya. This man attains prasadam, the mercy of Krishna. And he has given the formula. This should be our guideline from today. Bhagavad Gita is our guide. Don't depend upon anybody. They may mislead again. You go to Krishna direct through Prabhupada. He has done so much labor. Please try to understand him, his equivalent, and you will be self-sufficient to be guided from Bhagavad Gita. Raga dvesha vimukta istu. Attachment and hatred should be very limited. Indriyesh charan. And our senses only should be allowed to have the minimum sense gratification required. Excessive you do, you will be in difficulty. Eating is essential, but excessive will give you a sick body. Anything you do beyond limit, you are just making your body very sick. And maybe chronic diseases. And again running around to the doctors in hospitals. Please. Hospitals are not our civilization at all. And now every time you are suffering from cold in your windows. What's the matter? And they don't have any medicine for cold. You see, but there is no medicine, why are you going to hospital? I take a rest. Please, our rest is in Bhagavad Gita. We don't worry about anything. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, your Prasanna. Prasanna word is very good in Sanskrit. Pra means Prabhu. The divinity who run after Prabhu, Krishna, their life is converted from asat to sat. At the moment of life, lives are guided by asat. From asat we are coming to sat. And that is the initiation day. So far, we are completely ignorant of the supreme values of human existence. Now we are coming to the eternal values of the supreme existence. And with the witness of Krishna and our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada or etc. Please don't demean these things. Very nice words are there. And all these are Sanskrit words. They are coming from the higher source. They say that all words are very instinctive. We are always running after Prabhu, Krishna, and we are changing our lives from the asat to sat, and that is prasat. And there is Sanskrit regulation that the terminate and becomes double now. The rules are for the joining world. That is how the prasanna world comes. We are running after sat, and not only running after sat. We don't believe only to follow the good habits. No. With good habits, we are running very fast towards Krishna. That is our way. And there is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. And what is the effect of it? Na shoshati. Doesn't damage. Na kanshati. Nothing to worry about. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't lament at all. Good or bad, everything is good for us. Everything is temporary. So at the most, what is going to happen? Nothing is going to happen. So we run after these values, and eventually our goal of existence is to recognize this authority. And as soon as you recognize the authority, means the obedience comes. That is the recognition of the authority. So what is the meaning of the authority? Your boss appoints you in his office, means you have promised him that you will obey him. This is the reality. As soon as you accept the authority, supreme authority, the obedience is the other side of the coin. So obey, please. Then he has given our guidance. I mean, so many things are there. But Srila Prabhupada has condensed the whole sinful paraphernalia in four regulated principles. And that's why we are very particular about these four regulated principles. Because our sinful life stops from today. And the more you follow very sincerely, the more you'll be very happy. Maybe because of our sinful past, our bodies may not cooperate with us. Normally the sins are to the minimum. Because our profession was farming. In farming there was no violence. There was no sin at all. Cows were happy, bullocks were happy. We were using them, and dung was plenty. Dung was used in manure. The manure, dung manure will give nice crops. The land will be happy. The land had so much incentive. So many things were produced. Now that because of sinful attitude, the land has lost the incentive. So again to have the land, to have the incentive, our quality of life must improve. And this is not a day's job. It's lifelong and beyond. Because this tradition, you have to hand over to your younger generation. The greatest responsibility you have. Follow please seriously and hand over it to as it is to the younger generation. And in turn the younger generation will hand over to the younger generation. And non-stop it goes on. It infiltrates. These things are auspicious everywhere. And beyond our imagination, they do good. On the other side, if you disobey, you are already miserable, more miserable than everything. We stop. We are the reason of our misery that we understood from today. And this is Chakshurunvindam. So I was always blaming from my misery to others. That is our tendency. And we always blame others. But since initial day I learned that this, oh God, I made mistake. As soon as you blame yourself, you reduce all the troubles. Blaming others means there will be counter-blaming. And again the enmity and me, everything will come. If you blame yourself, the matter ends there. Material matter should never be prolonged. Never. please, as soon as possible, you end the material matters. Otherwise, they will consume your very vitality of the human existence. Don't do that. It's a suicide. From today, we are promising in front of Agni and Krishna that I will not prolong unnecessarily, foolishly, the material thing. We may have to suffer, that's it. Doesn't matter. But cut short. We were very clear, clearly advised that two steps you should not climb. Our elders always said the two steps you should never climb, which one is solicitor and the another one is doctor. I'm sorry. Never. Otherwise, Krishna, and you enjoy every bowl. Please, from today, our eyes are forced open. There is a structure who need them. In Tasmai, Sri Guru Vainama. Be a nice guy. Yourself. Nobody is there to watch you. Please. But Super Soul is already there. He knows what you are doing. And if he doesn't hear the Super Soul, and you don't correct yourself, then the miseries are waiting. So the bodily miseries cannot be avoided. Other people will inflict the miseries, and natural disasters are there. Please, this is in short. The details are given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada's discussions, and so on and so forth. So I will leave you to their care, and I read both. Our energy is limited, but please, in short, understand these things. Hare Krishna. Have you anything to ask? And so on. Yeah. Yes.
We always hear in lectures also that we must stop sinful life.
Yes.
Now, because we're so conditioned, Maharaj, in that sense, sometimes even unknowingly we commit sinful acts. So, how do we actually put a stop to living a sinful life?
Knowingly we should not do. Knowingly we should not do. Unknowingly also we try to stop. So unknowingly it may happen. But knowingly we should never do. We are conscious. From today we are more conscious. And we have Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam at our disposal. Because the purpose are there. Always go to Him. And He will lovingly guide you before doing any activity. Our proximity may not be here, but Bhagavan is always with you. Open the book and He speaks to you. So please, try to take help from this scripture. And elders must be respected and heard properly. Don't think that you are very clever and your father doesn't know anything. However clever you may be, we wish that you may be topmost. But father here, on this planet, you cannot have. You are 30 years old. Father may be 60, 70. So 30, 40 years or more on this planet. So naturally he has experience. Or any elder person, please, Vriddhashram is one of the main things in Bhagavatam. If you want to be opulent, the obedience to the elders must be there. And this is a way to reduce the sinfulness. Till we have body, unknown things are going to be performed. Knowing we should avoid. Jai. Gopal ki jai. Anything else? Jai. Is sad now?
Devotees, when we call your name, you please come forward and please give some space here for the devotees. Prabhu and Sushma Bhattaji. Come, Bhattaji.
Nice to see you. Really, Ambarish Krupa. He's doing very nice. Please cooperate with him. He's a bit autocrat. Very quiet. He's autocrat. Excuse him for that. And do good, you know. Please cooperate with him. Hey, it's so nice of you to come all the way. How many miles do you have? Maybe. Oh, so dumb way. 14 hours in plane. Hey, you travel in with me 18. I'm catching you. Your name is Avinash Krishnadas. Sarvasiddhi Devi Dasi.
Shivakumar Prabhu.
Your name is Gopalak Krishnadas. Your resource will be on your shoulder of the cows.
Gopalak Krishnadas. Sadhu Prabhu.
Someone likes to serve always, you know. He's serving always. So nice. Continue serving. Your name is Swayam Sevak Krishnadas.
Swayam Sevak Krishnadas.
Your mother and sister.
Kishore Prabhu.
Your name is beautiful, yes? Your name is Bal Krishnadas.
Bal Krishnadas Prabhu. Nagaraj Prabhu. And Vasanti Bataji.
He's coming beside the water. Repeat all of you. Matruvat.
Parivareshu.
दरिद्रेशु दोषवत् आत्मवत् सर्वभूतेषु यः पश्यति स पंडित. दी थ्री थिंग्स आर दी रेमेडी फॉर दी सिंफुल लाइफ. What is this? Matruvat para dairesu. According to our age, we should see all women as mothers, sisters or daughters. So please change your eyes completely. The eyesight should never be dirty. That is the first thing we have to learn now today. And the old sinful activities will stop. That's why we are regulated principles. That we don't have any sort of illicit ideas. Forget about the connection. Ideas are also not there. We are Vaishnavas. We were habituated not to think otherwise at all. It was a custom in the society that everybody has mother, sister or daughter. We didn't have any trace of, any tinge of any other idea. There is Vaishnavism. Please remember. And the second thing we do is Paradrabesh, Lostrava. We don't grab anybody's things. No grabbing tendency will there. Everybody, they were poor persons, rich persons, but they were all satisfied. Krishna provides the name and things. So don't honestly run after Paradrabesh. There is Lostrava. And the third word is Atmasarabhutesh. Therefore our houses are open. In Devotee's house, how many people are staying now? Atmasarabhutesh. We don't at all dream to harm anybody, any living entity. Even ants we take care. How much we do for these? All these principles to put into practice was our natural life. Because somebody had to teach us. No. The result of the Krishna conscious life was very, very clear on the whole of society. Please follow these things to that extent that it becomes your second nature. And they said this shosha is very important. Your name is, what is his name? Nityananda Krishna. And here it is Happy Mata. Your name is Anandmayi Devi Dasi.
Anandmayi Devi Dasi.
He was his happy.
Sanju Prabhu and Rati Mataji.
Nice to hear. You know the sloka? You know the sloka? Yes? Your name is Swayam Prakash Krishna.
Swayam Prakash Krishna Prabhu ki.
The meaning of Rati is the attraction. But we don't have to be only Rati. It is Krishna Rati, Devi Dasi. Shri Krishna must be to Krishna.
Sri Lakshmi Mataji.
Your name we do not have to change. So our name is Sri Lakshmi Devi Dasi. Add Devi Dasi to your name.
Okay. can come quickly to take darshan of Maharaj, then we can have serving of prasadam, and after that, devotees, please note that tomorrow is Radhashtami, and we will all gather at the Singapore Gujarati Society in the evening. Please come punctually at 7 o'clock, because by 7